чтение,
we continue
статьи
«Свобода воли», the reading of the article «Free will», the part called «Protection against the remaining three factors». We know that we are under the influence, under the power of the four factors of our development, our essence, everyone's part, which is in the common soul. There is the common soul which divided into many parts. Each one of us is a particle of that common soul. This particle was lowered to the level of this world. As it was descending, degrading its desire, it gradually feels less and less of its desires qualitatively and quantitatively. Yet all these stages of descent remain in them as Rishimot, as the data, as information. And when it reaches the button, it receives it reaches such a low level that it is absolutely cut off from the upper levels. The state is called state of man in this world. So being in this lowest state, his man sort of consists of four parameters. His original initial desire, which is diminished to the maximum, it is the same desire, it just is perceived by man as concealed. The laws of development of this desire, that is what stages man has to go through while ascending to his original state, they are invariable and changing too. It happens under the influence of inner changes that compel to gradually ascend. And by the external factors, the environment which supplies us with negative and positive influences. If the person finds a positive environment, then it propels him forward faster. And he does not deviate from the right course, left or right, but if he organizes the correct environment for himself, it helps him to find his next levels, next states, in order to rise to the next level without wasting time. This movement is only possible if he's influenced, if man is influenced by his environment. Because the first two parameters are passive. The first is the initial desire, Koti's essence, and the Rishimot, the informational data that was registered in him, and the tempo, the rhythm of their realization depends on the person. Baal Salam gives the example of a wheat grain. If you throw this grain of wheat into sand, it will not be able to grow because the external conditions will not allow it to grow. The passive data that is inherent in it require a special treatment and nourishment, then they will be able to develop quantitatively and qualitatively. The same is true with man. Until he finds the right environment, he will take up all kinds of forms of his development, which would not be directed at the purpose of creation. He will go through all kinds of negative states. As a result, we fall into disillusionment, disappointment in this life, in this process, and begin to search and ask questions. So this process stops being efficient. So what can we do to safeguard ourselves against the bad ways of development and choose an optimal way? So he says protection against the remaining three factors. Man automatically acts under the influence of the internal and external factors, just following their commands. If he wishes to get out of nature's control, man has to expose himself to the influence of the environment he chose. He should choose a teacher, a group, and books, so that they would dictate him what to do, since he is always a derivation of the four parameters. In other words, I always fulfill the laws of the surrounding society. These laws influence my inner essence, and as a result, they put me on the level where I need to be. So there is no getting away from these four parameters. The only thing that I need to choose, I need to find this parameter which influences me. And this parameter is the environment. And I need to choose the optimal interaction with the society so that it would most efficiently influence me. Power of mind over body. Upon discovering that man's mind is a result of life experience, we may conclude that the mind has no power over body because it is a reflection of circumstances and events of man's life. The power to make the body move, direct it to good things, and keep it away from harm. If we could only know what's good and what's bad for us, we would just sort things out according to this principle. Man's imagination uses the mind the way eyes use a microscope. Having discovered tiny harmful organisms with the help of a microscope, man began to distance himself from them. So what's the problem? The problem is to build a microscope in my present state. It seems that I understand and see what's good and what's bad for me. As in this world, how can I make sure that it is really so? I need to go deeper. Reach the deeper level. For this, I need a sort of a microscope. And I discover microbes. So I need a microscope in my advancement, so that behind all the influences, be they good or bad, I would see how they affect me. Then I will not have a problem by looking through the microscope, I will see what is harmful to me and what is good to me. And without looking at external and attractive form of something, I would choose it because it's good for me. So in order to position ourselves in the right way in this life, we use all kinds of means. We go to the group which is after it helps us to see what's good and what's bad. Such a group serves me as a microscope. I come to a group that are engaged in all kinds of diets, and they impress me with their ideas and give me a better picture of what I by myself cannot see. So how can I do it so that the group around me so that it could clearly demonstrate to me what is good and what is bad, the greatness of the Creator, what is altruism, what is egoism, and how can I create such a group around me? And that it could influence me as opposed to my natural egoism. We see man's imagination uses the mind the way eyes use a microscope. Having discovered tiny harmful organisms with the help of a microscope, man began to distance himself from them. Thus, a microscope, not man's sensations, allows him to avoid harmful influence, microbes, bacteria, viruses, where it isn't felt. We do not feel in this world that egoism is harmful, that reception is bad and giving is good. Well, it's absolutely not obvious in our sensations and in our mind. We see that in cases where the body cannot detect harm or benefit, the mind becomes relevant and has complete control over the body, allowing it to stay away from bad things instead of good things. Understanding that the mind is a result of life experience, man is ready to accept somebody else's mind and wisdom as the law. He trusts that person. So if some other person whom I respect says something that contradicts my opinion, if he is really great in my eyes, then I can rely on his opinion and use his mind, his attainment, as if it was mine. This, what we call the small one, clings to the big one. It resembles a situation when man asks for the doctor's advice and relying on the doctor's mind and experience. He follows it despite the fact that he himself knows nothing about medicine. Thus, he uses other people's minds, which helps no less than his own mind. If you could use only what we understand and know in this life, we would have stayed in caves. We share knowledge, experience, skills that people have developed throughout the history, and consequently they can give me their knowledge and I can share my knowledge with them. So in our world we constantly use the knowledge of other people, although we do not attain their knowledge. I believe that their inventions are useful and good, so how can we do the same with the group? So that what the group says would influence me, so that I could take their convictions, their thoughts,
for me to see that it's all correct and it's worth doing the same. That's the problem. But we see that there's a clear analogy to this world. In our case, we need to oppose our nature. So obviously, we relations in our group should be opposite to a group that is interested in diet. My egoism will oppose this process, but at the same time, it will help me to do it. So the relations of the group in the two above mentioned groups are totally different. Two ways of ruling. A question in Moscow.
Глаза микроскопом. Что здесь подразумевается под воображением? Как это воображение? Что такое воображение? Это станция, которая может пользоваться разумом.
What is imagination? It's written here that imagination is a substance that can use mind.
Воображение человека пользуется разумом, так же, как глаза микроскопом. Что значит воображение? У нас есть разум.
What is imagination? We possess the mind. I see, I taste, I research. As a result of this research, I accumulate some data. It's a compilation of facts with the help of which I act. My egoism, my body, my essence understands this data. If I put my hand into a fire, then I burn myself. If I jump from the fifth floor, it hurts. So I accumulate data, and that's what we call the mind. Moreover, we have imagination. Even those impressions that were not clearly imprinted in my egoism, in my conscience, I can absorb them and use them as if they had been in me. I can use the experience of other people. I can see something through the microscope. An animal doesn't have that opportunity. It doesn't have the category of imagination. It's an additional property of the mind which enriches it. Two ways of ruling. There are two ways of divine ruling that guarantee man's success in achieving the purpose of creation. One, the way of suffering. Two, the way of Kabbalah. It's usually called the path of Torah, but we prefer not to use this word because people interpret in all kinds of ways. That's why we substitute Torah with Kabbalah. Here. There's no difference, but it's the problem is misinterpretation. The way of Kabbalah consists in relying on the minds of those who already attained the ultimate goal, as if it was our own life experience. That's the basic problem. There are people who say we won't follow the path of the Kabbalists. You most probably know what I'm talking about, the Moscow group. We'll create all kinds of conditions, we'll set certain rules, we'll create our own problem, we'll do everything different. This approach discredits We need to rely on the opinion of the Kabbalists. We don't have this microscope in order to see what's going on in the spiritual world, to see what's on the next level, and what actions of mine lead to that level. My next state is cut off from me. So I have no other parameter or possibility other than rely on the higher ones and the upper ones' opinion. Their life experience is larger than mine, and by turning to me from their higher level, they create in me the knowledge as if I can see it by myself. But I don't. If I could see it, I would wish, I would desire that next level egoistic, in an egoistic way. They simply advise me how I can achieve that next level. And this advice is anti-egoistic. They oppose my egoistic desire. I can follow their advice only if I can receive the upper light, the energy, the sensation of the Creator's greatness. Only then will I be able to follow their advice and climb to the next level. If in our world I have a microscope or a group which explains to me that it's bad, harmful to smoke or be fat, this group is my microscope. It explains to me what's good and what's bad. And since I consist of my essence is an egoistic desire, I do not have to find an additional strength in order to realize what they advise me. At the same time, in our advancement towards the goal, different things happen. The Kabbalists tell me of what it is, this next level, and how it can be reached. And what is the realization of evil in my present state? Consequently, I receive the data pertaining to what I have to aspire to in accordance with what they say, what they advise me. So I need to have this faith in teachers. Besides, in order to realize what they advise me, I need to use some special forces. If you are shown that smoking is harmful, it's pretty easy to achieve that goal. But with egoism, it's a different matter. Except for receiving the Kabbalist advice, I need to turn to the Creator in order to receive power, to receive strength, energy. They provide me with some unnatural program which I need to implement. So I need to ask the Creator to provide me with energy to realize this program, to implement it. So there's a problem. There is I, the group, the books, the teacher, and the Creator. I am the realizing element. My society, the Kabbalists, my teacher, tell me what to do, and the Creator, who gives me the strength, and which is my goal. So there is a duality present here. A group or the Creator? Actually, it's the same, but in man's perception, it looks as duality. Yes, Amir.
Rav, у меня есть чувства и у меня есть разум.
Rav, I have my sensations and I have my mind. And there's a big one whom I believe, I trust.
Есть чувства, есть разум, где рождается вера в большого.
So where does it come? Where does my faith come from?
Это вера в разуме или в чувствах?
Is this faith in my feelings or in my mind? Where does faith in the big one come from in our world? I've told you more than once, we are parts of the same common system called Adam. Only because of this, if people around me think and speak about what ostensibly exists, maybe it's not correct, then I will rely on their opinion and why? Because I'm included in the same kli with them. Their thoughts, their desires influence me whether I want it or not. We are parts of the same system. I will begin feeling what they want me to feel. That's what happens with us every day. You may call it brainwashing. In a positive way. Yes, Pasha. A question from New York. Man has two kinds of rishimot. The desires of the heart and the point in the heart. And the environment influences and determines what kind of rishimot will be realized. It's a very good question. We need to analyze the structure of the soul. We basically consist of two parts, or as you mentioned in your question, from two kinds of rishimot. One rishimo, or desire, is for fulfillment with the pleasures of this world, and the second one is fulfillment with the upper light. It depends on the group to which I belong, what rishimot I will prefer, either this world or the upper world. I want to fill both of them. Everything depends on the ratio, on their combination. We shouldn't think that the realization of the rishimot of this world is opposed to the realization of rishimot of the spiritual development. In the course of his spiritual development, man will continue immersing in the rishimot of this world. All of a sudden, he will begin to eat too much, or he will feel craving for some bodily pleasures. He will suddenly feel thirst for knowledge or wealth, and intermittently man feels all of these desires. They do not contradict each other because they're dressed into one another. And through realization of these earthly desires, man feels more and more bigger and bigger desire to, for the Creator. We shouldn't look at it the following way. I have completed working with the desires of this world, and now I will work on the spiritual desires. I told you many times that every Kabbalist, although he is in the spiritual world, he exists in the body, in the earthly desires. He likes to eat, and all the earthly desires are known to him, without exception. These are two different shells that we possess, and one does not annul or negate the other. The way of Kabbalah consists in relying on the minds of those who already attained the ultimate goal, as if it was our own life experience. But how can I be sure that the mind I put my faith in is true? That is what I'm told by the scientists, by the Kabbalists. On the other hand, if I don't use the wise mind, the way I follow the physician's advice, I condemn myself to a long way of suffering, like a sick man who refuses to follow his doctor's instructions and starts learning medicine unaware that he may die long before he has some idea of it. Such is the way of suffering in comparison with the path of Kabbalah. He who has no faith in the wisdom of Kabbalah may try to independently attain this wisdom by going through life troubles, whereas there is experience which tremendously accelerates the process, allows developing the sensation of realization of evil, not by his own choice, but through the efforts made for acquiring a good environment. A question arises: if I choose the right environment and read the genuine books, am I not stealing from myself? Maybe I should go through all the bad states and learn from them. It is said that I have to go through all of my Rishimot. Well, in actual fact, we will go through all our Rishimot. The difference is whether we go through them, work with them in the darkness or in the light. I don't know how to to explain it in this world. Maybe compare the flying in a plane in comparison with the traveling by car. The person falls into depression, can become sick.
Какой-то человек, который за несколько минут убеждает его, помогает ему,
and all of a sudden he bumps into a doctor
who
gives him a good advice. It doesn't mean that he will not continue suffering from his sickness, but he will go through them consciously. It's the same as with a person who suffers unconsciously, and then all of a sudden he receives some method and begins to understand how to research and how to get out of that bad state. He does not stay on the zero first or second level his sensations, but he goes deeper into the problem. He comes to better understanding very fast. We go through many states in this life, so how can we do it so that they would change quickly without looking at anything. We just should follow the advice of the Kabbalists. You will not skip any rishimo, any sensation, any experience, but you will feel them, you will see them. In the light, and you will pass them quickly. Otherwise, like a donkey, you will be standing on the road and receive blows until you make another step. So it's not necessary to receive all those blows in order to make the next step. The power that compels us to make the step can be under the influence of the light. From this contrast between the light and my parameters, I will feel these differences and they will not be perceived by me as suffering. The conscious realization will bring up joy in me. Otherwise, transition from one level to the next one is based on the law of negation. I need to realize that my present state is bad and evil. Only in this case can I reach the next one. So the group helps me to realize my evil. Through the microscope, we see all the microbes and viruses. If you do not work on yourself, then you are doomed. That's the impression I need to receive from the group. The rest is predetermined in me. Everything's ready for my further advancement. Such is the way of suffering in comparison with the way of Kabbalah. He who has no faith in the wisdom of Kabbalah may try to independently attain this wisdom by going through life troubles, whereas there is experience which tremendously accelerates the process, allows developing the sensation of realization of evil, not by his own choice, but through the efforts made for acquiring a good environment. So everything depends on the environment which plays the role of a microscope, is an indicator. Following the majority. Wherever there is a conflict between the majority and an individual, we must take a decision in accordance with the majority's will. However, this law causes mankind's regression. Since masses are in retrograde, while the most developed are always a minority. Nevertheless, since nature placed us in a society, we are obliged to observe all social laws, otherwise nature will punish us, regardless of whether we understand its laws or not. Hence, the law of communal living is considered one of nature's laws, and we must observe it with great caution. Nature put this law in us, and we must observe it with great caution, without taking into consideration whether we correctly understand it or not. We are in such a state that we cannot distinguish between the general law. The Kabbalists explain it to us. If we agree with their advice, we sort of standing on some giant's head and see everything from above. This law must develop realization of self-love as evil and love for others as good, because this is the only way to loving the Creator. However, the majority has no right to suppress an individual's opinion in his relations with the Creator, and everyone is free to do what he believes to be right. This is what his personal freedom is all about. That is, man's relations with the Creator are regulated by himself, whereas other laws of behavior are dictated by the rule follow the majority. Questions? What's the difference between a Kabbalistic group and some other group? How can we make ourselves this microscope? What should the Kabbalistic group be in comparison with the group which is interested to be healthy? By entering the group, I need to be impressed by the opinion that my egoism is harmful, causes harm to me, and leads to my death. That's the way they behave in the group that set on diet. It's the same. They also work on the importance of the group. If I don't respect the people who are the members of the group, or will have no respect for the teacher, I will never be impressed by them. And without being impressed by them, I should not even go there. Maybe that microscope will multiply the picture, will double my picture, but I need to multiply it by a million. When the group's opinion will be 2 million times more powerful than mine, then they will enlarge my picture by 2 million. Then I will have no opportunity to run away from it, to escape my work. So I need to concentrate on making the group great in my eyes so that it will influence me. This microscope. And this group should not be in the spiritual world. It should just indicate the evil state of mind in my present state and the greatness of the Creator, which we only imagine as the property of bestowal as regards our current understanding. My impression from the group, the microscope that it provides me with, depicting me the goal of creation and my realization of evil, depends on the connection between me and my group. You see what he writes. Follow the majority. I need to create such a majority around myself that would be preferable for me. I need to put myself into it. And it's not unnatural. This is the general law which acts. In the human society. Whether I want it or not, I am influenced by this law. The microscope is the group's opinion in comparison with mine. How can a group provide me with the realization of evil? By punishment or the greatness of the goal? How does it get this idea across to me? What's the method with the help of which I can feel my condition as negative? Should be positive, so to speak. The group should not be sitting and weeping. It should be It should be in joy because they see that they reveal their sickness, their ailment. We should be, should always reveal our state in the light, not through the blows from behind, but being attracted to the purpose, to the Creator. If the group advances towards the goal of creation in this good, positive way, it gives the right direction to all of its members and gives strength and teaches them to advance not by suffering, but through the light. Through turning to the Creator. Yes. Can we use the feelings of envy, passion for fame and recognition? Can we help the person to advance? These are different things. Different desires. There are animal desires and social desires and then spiritual desires in a person. And we analyze all of these desires only with regards to the group, whether they are useful or harmful. We don't differentiate between them. Whether they, some of them are bigger or smaller, we only approach them in the light of their usefulness for the group. There should be some base animal desire, but they do not harm the group. And on the contrary, there should be some desire for power and fame that would be very detrimental for the group. So the problem is weighed only with regards to the usefulness of the group. How can I how can I make the group great in a concrete way? You need to adopt the ideal from the group. Outwardly, it is expressed when you expect them to tell you something. And you need to swallow what they give you as if it's yours. So that nothing of your own would speak in you. You can call it arvut or bond or guarantee. Everything is there. I don't know what to tell you. What else is there to say? Any questions from Moscow?
No.
The law of society states the minority must submit to the majority. On what grounds, though, Did the majority undertake the right to suppress an individual's personal freedom? On the face of it, it's nothing else but constraint. If we say that an individual, a minority, should submit to the majority, that's called constraint. Since nature compels us to live in a society, it goes without saying that each of its members is obliged to serve the society, take care of it, and contribute to its prosperity. This is impossible unless the law of submission is observed. That is, everyone must obey the law accepted in the society. But it is quite clear that in all the cases when the society's material interests are not infringed on, the majority has no right to limit an individual's freedom in any form. Those who do so are criminals, preferring force to justice. Because in this case, nature does not compel man to submit to the majority's will. So what is the framework of this submission, where an individual should submit to the will of society, of the majority? He explains that in spirituality, the majority follows the individual. So if the framework of our life in this world, individuals need to submit to the majority as well. On the contrary, in the spiritual world, we need to submit to the will of an individual. Why is it so? It originates in the general law of Kelim and the lights. In this world, man develops according to his egoistic desires, whereas in the spiritual world, the person develops according to the power of his screen. So there is a difference. Either we advance according to the development of egoism, and this is the law of the world in which we live, under the influence of this simple light, or we develop and advance along the line where there is a screen, desire to receive pleasure. In that realm, an individual who attained the high spiritual level should dictate to the majority. And they should submit to that individual. Only then will that individual help them to be corrected. But we'll speak about it the next time. I understand that we leave out some things. It's a very profound article. We'll need to go through this material in our feelings and at the same time looking at the structure of the universe, then we'll understand better, but we'll come to it.